Blackstone Audio presents Ruby Spoon, a novel by Anna Lawrence Pietroni. For My Granddad, Norman Coley. Cradle Cross was locked in tight by land, as far from sea as you could be. It squatted, red brick, dull slate, cramped up between fat chimney stacks and blind factory walls in the pit of Ludley Valley, west of the steep slopes of the lean hills, south of the prouder, sprawling town of Muckleye. Even in midwinter, there was always somewhere close to warm your fingers, by the greedy ovens out the backs where nailer women hammered, or by the horn oven in Blick's roasting shed, big enough to burn a cow if you could stand the stink. Brazier fires in the folds behind, between the houses, lit to purify the air. Midwives passed their fresh-born babies over open hearths to burn off evil spirits and to make their peace with fire. And if they didn't take the baby to the flames would take the baby. It happened every winter. A hungry furnace, crouching, till a nailer mother, parched like kindling paper, leaves the fire unguarded for a second. She tells her toddling child to sit right there, don't move, and goes to wet her lips on a jug of beer at the door. Then while her back is turned, the furnace springs and snatches up this overreaching bit of boy, while his mother screams and throws her bitter at the flames. The thirsty mother weeps and tells the magistrate how she only left him for a second. He shakes his head and holds up neglect and Holloway in her face. While she stoops in court, her husband's in the foundry, naked to the waist. He strikes on, skin bleached and pocked with little slug trails, silvery and raised, where beads of molten iron have seared the skin. Each May, with blazing brands they'd plaited from the first felled birches of the spring, the nailers and the chainmakers walked the streets, sang.